what's the no smoking been like?
I reckon it's better.
Yeah. For me, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Healthier, it's better.
Because I wouldn't have been able to quit on my own,
right?
No? I wouldn't have been able to quit on my own, like...
Take my freedom, but not my smoke.
I reckon it's better. It's so, great, it's healthy.
I'm
going to try not to smoke when I get out. It's going to be hard, but give it a go.
Hey. Because you have to start somewhere, right? Mm. Like, and like you said, Eric, you were talking about, like, would you give up by yourself out there?
Nah, no way.
You don't need to. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to. Like, when it's forced, you don't like it at the start, but then, like, you know, you realise your breathing pattern changes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You don't get that little whistle in your breath no more. And you know, like, when I had the men's health thing the other day, there's this thing you breathe in, okay, you've got to give one deep breath. And she said, like, I've got good lung capacity in that, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I never had that before because I smoked all the time. So, yeah, so now, like, probably I haven't smoked for 18 months, you see things happening better, you know? When like, you know, you jog to the canteen or something, I'll be punched over, breathing heavy, looking for a stretcher, you know? But now I'm pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of guys now, they're going a bit overweight because no smoking.
Mm. Like, that's,
you know, a little
right.
bit myself, you know, like, but because you changed the habit, now you're doing a bit of more lollies or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's just more hand to mouth with something else, you know? Yep.
Yeah, I reckon it's a good thing. I'm fitter now, I'm putting weight on and getting healthy, and yeah, it's better for everyone.
And all your money ain't going on smokes.
Yeah, you can buy phone money now and coffee and that, you know?
Yes, yeah, and food, eh?
Yeah, and
you
food.
Pay $30 a week, a pouch costs $25, so...
Yeah, David.
There's people that don't want to let go, you know.
Never let go.
Never let go over you.
It's better for everyone. I'm not
Take
in everyone.
Road.
Not everyone. Definitely not. Got a spare smoke?
But you can't get it. So how are you handling it?
Not handling it well.
Why?
You want every day I feel like a smoke. Have a shower. Get out of shower.
You don't feel healthy no more.
What do I want to do? Oh, that's right. I want to smoke. Can't have one. Go to work, come back from work. What was I doing? I forgot what I was doing. That's right, I wanted to smoke. Every time I think, what was I doing? I've lost my way. What was I? Oh, that's right, I wanted to smoke. It's all it ever is. I'm thinking, it's not my memory that's gone, it's the smokes that are gone. So really, I'm hanging on to everything fine.
It's been this way for the last 8 months, has it? Or
I've been out. I was here, I came in a week before the smoking ban started on the 23rd of June last year.
Oh.
And the smoking ban was implemented on the 1st of July. And the, you know, a few guys at the MRC weren't real happy about it. That all erupted. And yes, people started smoking the tobacco. And now I'm a big fan of the tobacco. But it's because I can't
Smoking. That's one for the sponsors there.
actually thinking about starting a business out there. Any boys out there that like know how to cook up a good brew with a Lipton's or a green tea or something? You know, we're starting our own business, our own, you know, Philip Morris out there. We'll call it our own name, but you know.
Are you going to stop when you get out?
Hell no.
What? No?
I don't want to stop. I've stopped before. Tell you what, it's easy to stop when you make the choice to stop.
Yeah,
I've stopped in prison. I've stopped outside, you know, 9 months or, you know, 6 months, 3 months on 3 different occasions. And it's always that smoke here and there. I'll just have one smoke and a coffee
and
at
then
3 o'clock.
And then it leads to another.
And then next thing you know, you're smoking every day, all day. You know, but, it's not something that, you know, I'm endeavouring to do. I'm happy to die of smoking rather than getting hit by a bus.
Yep. Yeah, no,
I'll go out with one lung, still smoking.
Good outlook, mate.
Oh, why not?
What about you, Rob?
What I reckon? Well, I smoked for 34 years and I haven't had a smoke since June last year. And I haven't felt better.
And when you get out?
Well,
hoping?
I want to continue, but
it's
going to
be hard.
Especially when everyone smokes. Yeah. So I'm going to try.
Everyone smokes.
So the longer I'm in here,
the better.
Yeah, the better.
Well, I mean, you don't want to be saying that, but...
What I'm trying to say is, like, the longer I'm off smokes, the time I get out, the stronger I'll be, so,
Yeah. Are there any programs that you do to help, like, put that sort of stuff in place?
Yeah, there was a quit smoking program, but...
Yeah, there still is.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
When you first come to jail, they put you on nicotine patches.
Yeah.
Right, so you do get, because those initial days I reckon would be really hard.
Yeah,
you know.
But it's sort of in your mind, like, if you can get a smoke, you'll be hanging for it. But if you know mentally in your mind you can't get it, there's no way you can get it, it's different, you know, I reckon.
Yeah, so you just sort of, like, cut it.
Yeah, because you know you can't get it. Where, if, like, if you know you've got access to it and you can't get it, it does your head in a bit more.
Yeah, you get over it very quickly. Like, like what I was saying, you get those, I get those cravings every day. But I'm over it in like, flick of the fingers, that quick. It's done, I moved on to something else. But, you know, I noticed it a lot because, you know, I'm not endeavouring to stop. So, therefore, I'm just waiting for, you know, when you let me out the gate, the first milk bar, buy a packet.
But it's quite a way from here too, it's funny.
With the patches, the boys just said, you know, they give you the patches and stuff. We paid for those patches on a levy for, we had 10% levy on the cigarettes since 1994. And you know, none of us would have been aware of it except the person done a Supreme Court writ a few years ago to get his 10% that he's been paying on the cigarettes all those years of jail. He wanted the money back because he doesn't want to give up smoking. He never done the quit smoking program.
Did he get it back?
No, he won it first and then the Supreme Court appealed it and then they won and they quashed it. So, you know, and the bloke had been in jail for the whole time since they were doing the 10% levy. But not many people know about that. Like, so we basically paid for our quit smoking program ourselves. So it was our cigarettes were 10% more than in the community because it was put aside, allegedly, for a quit smoking program. You know, and I dare say all the patches that they give out now, they give them out, you know, you get one for one or something. And, you know, as I mentioned before with the tobacco, that's the reason why a lot of people aren't getting their patches, because if you use it to do that with it, it's pretty obvious that the patch wasn't on your skin, so you don't get another patch.
Yeah, right.
I dare say it's probably really, really dangerous. Not probably. I dare say it is really dangerous.
Not healthy.
I think smoking a patch is going to kill you probably quicker than smoking an actual cigarette.
Yeah, a couple of guys went to hospital at Loddon when I was there.
Yeah, I made myself sick. I gave myself nicotine poisoning from...
Absolutely. Not to mention, like, the plastic and...
Yeah, well, you know, actually, you get...
Glue.
That glue.
It's just, there's too much... concentrated amount of nicotine in that patch, and then you're soaking it all until you don't actually know the amount of nicotine you're putting in your body.